Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Good evening, Prue. What happens next?
A very good evening to you, Janice. Well, Donald Trump goes to Washington, but in circumstances not of his desiring or choosing. In the federal system here, when it's a criminal case, a judge who's going to be assigned, that person is assigned randomly. The person who Donald Trump has got is Tanya Chukwin. We know little of her in terms of personal life. We don't need to. What we know legally is that she was appointed by Barack Obama, of course, a Democrat. And in terms of sentencing of January 6 defendants, she has sometimes given sentences longer than those asked for by the Department of Justice. In addition to that, consider this trial will be held in Washington. That is to say, jurors will be picked from people who live in Washington. And that city only voted 5% for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. On the other hand, Donald Trump is about to get significant criminal trial experience. His first criminal trial is in March. That's in New York next year. That's 34 counts of falsifying documents. That's the Stormy Daniels porn star case. Then a couple of months later, in May, in Florida, we have the first federal criminal trial. That's the classified documents and obstruction case. 37 counts were increased to 40 just last week as that case got even more serious. The date for this trial, we don't know, but we do expect a fourth indictment out of the state of Georgia that is expected either this month or early next month. Trump could be convicted and then become president and pardon himself. He could be convicted, lose the election, and go to jail. He could be convicted, win the election, and then Joe Biden pardon him at the last minute on the basis that the people have spoken. Does it sound fanciful? Yes. Did we imagine any of this 4 years ago? No chance.
Tell us more about the political consequences around all of this. Is Mr. Trump facing any?
Janice, that's such a great question. So far, it's been all to the upside in terms of, pardon me, fundraising. And in terms of the polls, there's been no damage whatsoever. Take a look at the most recent rally he held in the swing state of Pennsylvania. This was last weekend. It's a state that he would need to win. No other Republican candidate can bring out this sort of crowd. He is crushing his nearest rival, Ron DeSantis, by 37 points. That's a New York Times poll. The same poll conducted by the New York Times found that Biden and Trump are currently in a statistical dead heat. In terms of the Republican Party response today, Kevin McCarthy, who is Speaker of the House, simply said that this was an effort to deflect attention from the inquiry currently into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Where does that leave us? All we know is this. In 348 days, we will have the Republican Party National Convention. That's the convention that anoints the candidate for the White House. There is zero evidence that it will be anyone other than the defendant. Janice.
Thanks so much. That is Prue Lawan updating us from New York.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.